Good afternoon, Brunswick Junior High School. Welcome to the Clark Terry UNH Jazz Festival here at the University of New Hampshire. This is Terry White. Good to see you guys again. Look forward to hearing your performance, and I'm going to be your clinician following your performance. So I look forward to that. So wish you the best of luck. Play well. Have some fun, kids. All right. Yeah, good job of those articulations. Yeah, nice job of the dot, tie. Dig into your ride cymbal a little more. You're positioned quite a ways back. And it's a big room. Yes, axis, good balance. Put a little more air behind it. Trumpets, don't play into your stand. Da da dot. Okay, rhythm section, keep pushing. Don't back down too much behind the soloist. They're going to feel like you're there backing them up. Even though they're not using mics in this room, we don't really need the mic. Okay. Yeah, I like the soloist coming out front. Okay, our next step for our soloist is spend some time learning our chords, especially on the blues. You can even default to the blues scale if you had to. Yeah, Eleanor. That's it. When you go into the high register with your ideas, don't back away from them, okay? Dig right in. Yeah. And don't worry about playing into the mic as far as being too loud. You have a person that controls the sound, so play your normal self. Da 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 da. Yeah, good ensemble. Yeah. Come on, drums, dig in, dig in. Yeah, this is a really good ensemble section, you guys. Good consistent articulation, good balance top to bottom. Okay, to be together, trombones. Watch the pitch. Okay, we adjusted. All right, you guys, that worked really well for you. So our next level of development is our improvisational skills. Okay, and we'll talk about that when you come in for the clinic. So, yeah, very good, consistent jazz articulation. The da 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 da. Okay, so bass and drums. Remember, you guys are always in total control of the time. Okay, even at the low volume levels, you play with a lot of confidence. I'd even suggest for Adam, when he comes down for his trombone solo, even go over closer to the rhythm section, you know, where the trumpets and the saxes were, that works. Because they want to feel that the rhythm section is right behind them. Okay. Make sure that hi-hat closes nice and tight. Good tempo adjustment. Okay, trombones, listen to that line. It's in unison. Stay in tune. Trombones, check your positioning. Somebody's getting a little hot in the trombones in the mix. Stay in balance, you guys. Come on, trumpets, right notes back there. B flat or B natural, pick one. Okay, finish that phrase out, brass. Keep the air going through the trumpets. Our intonation's starting to waffle a little bit because we're not being as consistent with our air. I'd keep the eighth notes going on the ride cymbal over there. You kind of need that momentum, and the bass is kind of dropped right off. I don't know if we're trying to play softer, it'd be kind of the vibe solo, but so we're coming into a a tag here to repeat to the tune. So build a little into that. So whether you do a crescendo or whatever you want to call it, once we hit that turnaround 2-5 and head back in, don't just let it lay there. So I think one of the things we need to work on the chart is we need to build a little more confidence in the background parts. Okay. And work on our shape from our highs to lows. Because out here where we are, it's kind of staying pretty much mezzo forte from beginning to end. So we could do a little more with the highs. Yeah, you know, Heidi, I think if looking at what you're set up now, and I know it's a little different in your band room, the drums could be moved up. Probably where the vibes are set up, I think. But they just seem kind of remote to the rest of the ensemble. Da 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 da. Go right after the articulations. You don't have to play it louder. Just as that line goes down, push some air through it. Yeah, that's the way to emphasize those, the offbeat notes. Don't be afraid to go up in the upper register of the piano as well when you want a solo. That's available to you. Extend that a little longer. Yeah, that came out well for you. That's it. Okay, rhythm section. That's it, rhythm section. Dig in. trumpets. You know, that's the first time you've really played out in the entire. Don't cross over to the dark side, though. Yeah, good strong ending. You notice when you guys play at a higher volume levels, you play with a lot more confidence. So the ballad, consequently, didn't have that same level of confidence. So find the highs in that ballad and really push them, okay? Just want to be careful, though, trumpets, when you kick it up in high gear, that last part. Don't cross over to the dark side and let our sound qualities change our intonation, okay? So I'll be joining you shortly in the clinic. And good job today, kids, and enjoyed it. Thank you.